Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Very nice language in front of the children.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
You know, it's the same garbage from last week's game. I'm beginning to recognize things.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Hey, maybe he's in his office locked in the John again.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your Sunday edition, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, the UFC coming up Tuesday night on Fuel TV. Pretty good card there. The Korean Zombie taking on Dustin Poirier in the main event. Of course, Dustin was on one of our prior shows, a good speaker, but the Korean Zombie, unable to get a hold of the Korean Zombie. I don't even know if he can speak English, but with a name like the Korean Zombie, he better be able to fight. He's got a record of 21-6. Poirier comes in at 12-1. The only fight he lost was a decision about 2.5-3 years ago, so he's on a bit of a streak himself. We'll see what happens. That's Tuesday night on Fuel TV. That is the UFC main event. Speaking of the world of UFC, we got lots of ratings to talk about, numbers to talk about. Of course, UFC on Fox last week. Nate Diaz beating Jim Miller with a chokeout at 409 of round number two. Big impressive win for the kid from Stockton, California. Of course, the brother of Nick Diaz. Nick Diaz, the currently suspended MMA fighter, or retired or vacationing MMA fighter. Of course, the former Strikeforce welterweight champion and the man that lost that close decision about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago in Las Vegas. And that was, of course, well, I guess it was Carlos Condit he fought. And then he tested positive for some little tiny amount of marijuana. So they're talking about holding up his license for 6 months. But last night, Nick was doing his thing in a all-Brazilian jiu-jitsu match down in Southern California, which was on pay-per-view. So I guess he's able to fight in some regards, just not in sanctioned rings or cages and stuff like that. Does that make any sense? I didn't think so. We're going to talk MMA the first half hour, then we'll bring in Robert the Ghost Guerrero. Of course, the former three-division champion, and of course, he's stepping up now to 147 pounds to see what he can do at welterweight with a shot at the WBC welterweight title next month in San Jose, California. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We do have open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529.
Hi, Tom Baudet. You know, after 50 years, Motel 6 is still saving people more for what they travel for. And we're still leaving the light on for you. We haven't changed a bit. Well, except for all that hot internet technology stuff, like online booking, our mobile website, smartphone apps, that Facebook page, tweets. All right, so maybe a few things have changed. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6. 50 years and the light's still on.
There are 90 days of summer ahead. Why not make the most of every one? Come to our Summer in Clinique event at Macy's today. You'll find bright ideas for looking fresh and fabulous all season. Best bronzing tips, safe in the sun smarts, and no-melt makeup advice. Let's get the season started right now. A free 14-day supply of Super City Block SPF 40 is waiting with your consultation. Sound great? Then we'll see you at our Summer in Clinique event at Macy's. One to a client, please, while supplies last.
Looking to update your appliances? Well, look no further. Lowe's has the major appliances you want at the prices you need. Right now, get 10% off major appliances $299 or more. Then, get going on your gardening and earn that green thumb. Head over to the nursery, where you can get 1.5-gallon flowering hanging baskets for just $6.98 each. Hurry into Lowe's for these and other great values every day. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 5/14/12. See store for details.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Very interesting. Neither fighter looking at each other. Not one time did they look up and look in each other's eyes. Fedor, expressionless. Tim Sylvia says again, I have nothing to lose. It's finally here. The Affliction people give it to us. Fedor Emelianenko on U.S. soil, fighting the former UFC heavyweight champ. It's Tim Sylvia.
This is the kind of fight you live for right here.
Yeah, this is for the WAMA heavyweight belt. Big John. Oh, nice. Sharp left there by Fedor.
The great Tom Bowes there for East Bay Soul. Of course, East Bay Soul, a band together by my buddy Greg Adams from Westmore High School out here in Daly City, California. Original Tower of Power member, now doing his own thing. The new album out is called East Bay Soul 2.0, and that was off the first album, the initial offering, and that was Tom Bowes, a former Tower of Power lead, now doing his thing with the Funk Harmonic Orchestra of New York City. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. The first half hour, we're going to stick with MMA, then we'll go into boxing. MMA, is the UFC in trouble? I mean, I ask this question seriously. I'm not being facetious. There's no smile on my face. There's no snicker, nothing like that. But, you know, this last week's show on Fox TV did 1.4 million viewers. Now, when they used to be on Spike TV, they were doing better numbers than that. Now, Fox TV is a major network. Now, I know there were other major sports on that night, and baseball, basketball, I believe, and some other live happenings that night. But the bottom line is 1.4 million viewers down from 11 million viewers in November? Wow. I mean, that's something to think about. That really is. I mean, your ratings dropped tenfold, and I think you've got a cause for concern. And, of course, you know, The Ultimate Fighter, this latest series, I believe is Series 15 of The Ultimate Fighter, it's not drawing that well. Dominic Cruz just had to drop out. Of course, he was the world champion at bantamweight, and he has dropped out, and he will not be fighting Uriah Faber in July. It will be somebody else fighting Faber for the interim title since Cruz was the champion, but he tore his ACL this past week. And so he's in trouble. He's on the shelf 6 to 9 months. But the Ultimate Fighter TV show, the ratings have been abysmal. And that's sort of like shining a nice light on it. They've just been terrible. So has the MMA and the UFC, is there an oversaturation of it? Is there just too much of it? I mean, you know, the Ultimate Fighter on Friday night. Then if you're really a UFC freak, you can watch the Ultimate Fighter Brazil on UFC.tv. That's on Sunday nights at 9 o'clock Pacific time. Midnight Eastern time, okay? Then you've got Fuel TV going. They've got a card going this Tuesday, the 15th, Tuesday night. Of course, live the Korean Zombie taking on Dustin Poirier, and that's going to be a figures to be a pretty good fight. But, you know, I mean, a lot of good fights, like the Nate Diaz Miller fight last week. It was a great fight. It was. I mean, yeah, Nate Diaz ended up winning, and he was pretty dominant, but it wasn't supposed to be that. It was supposed to be, you know, a very, very close fight. It just shows you that Nate Diaz has taken his game to another level. Okay, there's no question about that. Okay, but nobody tuned in. 1.4 million people tuned in. I mean, 2.4 million people watch the World Wrestling Entertainment SmackDown on Friday night. What does that tell you? Does that tell you that the UFC is in trouble? I'm asking you out there. Send me a text or send me a tweet. You can hit us up at twitter.com using the hash mark ring talk. But, you know, I mean, I'm sort of miffed. I'm mystified by this. I can't believe that we went from 11 million viewers in November. And, yeah, there was some curiosity. I guess there was a curiosity factor about the world of MMA and the UFC coming to network television. That could have been part of the big crowd there. But still, to drop off 10 million viewers in 5 or 6 months and three shows later, I think it's crazy. I'm scratching my head. I'm wondering why. I'm sure the people in the world of Zuffa Sports, the parent company that owns the UFC and Strikeforce, is probably freaking out. I mean, with the low ratings on the Ultimate Fighter TV series, these terrible ratings on the UFC on Fox, and, of course, this Fuel TV thing that they've got going, and they signed that with Fox. See, Fox has something to do with Fuel TV. So when they signed that $100 million 10-year contract with Fox, part of the agreement was they had to show a certain amount of fights on Fuel TV. Now, that's all fine and dandy, except nobody I know gets Fuel TV, except those with DirecTV or Dish TV. That's it. Nobody else I know gets it. Half the fighters I know don't get it. I mean, everybody's going around the web trying to steal internet streams, things like that, when these fights come on Fuel TV because they don't have it. I have Comcast cable. They don't have it. A friend of mine has Cox cable. He says he doesn't have it. So I don't know. When another guy says he's got Time Warner cable and they don't have it. So I'm sort of like, you know, stumped on that one. Why didn't they try to get the show, or why doesn't Fox try to push Fuel on more of their affiliates or get it in more cities? It's only in 30% of the country. And you can't expect to really showcase a product when you're only showing it to 30% of the country. And how many of that 30% are tuning in? They're getting about 220,000 viewers, okay, which is not good. 220,000 viewers for a live fight? I don't know, man. Ultimate Fighter, you know, they were doing 1.6 million, 1.8 million viewers. I think their record was 2.4, I believe, on Spike TV. Of course, they left Spike January 1st, and now Spike TV is waiting on this year to elapse, and then they'll bring in Bellator, the Bellator Fighting Championships, which have been taking place on MTV2, which has no audience whatsoever. They're lucky if they get 200,000 people. I mean, there's nobody watches MTV2. Nobody. Okay, but Bellator is still, you know, they're still moving along. They had a sold-out show May the 4th, I think up in Seattle, and they're doing well. They're bringing their shows to casinos across the country. Bjorn Rebney is, and of course, I think Viacom bought that entire company, or bought like 95% of the company. So I think the company is now controlled by a TV entity. So we'll see where that goes. But they're going to be on Spike TV as of January 1st, 2013. Of course, the UFC had this non-competitive clause in their contract where if we leave you, you guys can't show any other MMA for a year. So that's why Spike TV has been coming back with these UFC specials on nights that UFC's got live broadcasting on. They're showing, like, past fights, you know, past great fights like Brock Lesnar and Cain Velasquez and stuff like that. They're showing stuff that people would have an interest in. And speaking of Brock Lesnar, you know, since he's left the UFC, 8% of people polled at thewrestlingobserver.com said they no longer watch the UFC because Brock Lesnar's not there anymore. 8%? Ooh, man, who thought that the big guy from Minnesota had that much play? I mean, I never thought he would. I mean, I didn't. And if you're looking at the numbers that he's done on WWE Raw, and the programs in which he's been involved with, I think he's been involved with 5 or 6 dates thus far out of his 30 date per year contract with the World Wrestling Entertainment. The ratings haven't been that good. The ratings haven't increased. They haven't jumped. They haven't moved significantly up. In fact, I think in a couple instances they've dropped. So him going back to wrestling was not the ratings juggernaut that the people that surround Vince McMahon thought it would be. And his leaving the UFC has hurt, according to Dave Meltzer, the genius, of course, of the Wrestling Observer newsletter and the WrestlingObserver.com website and the Wrestling Observer radio show, which airs Sundays from 3 to 5 p.m. right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The genius, he's scratching his head as well. He's wondering. He's wondering, has the UFC hit a peak? I mean, because the UFC was always big in Brazil. It's been bigger than Brazil since probably the 1930s, okay? It's always been a big thing down there. But it's had its ebbs and flows. And, you know, like professional wrestling in this country, it's had its ebbs and flows. And God knows boxing's had its ebbs and flows. I mean, boxing right now, outside of Manny Pacquiao maybe and Floyd Mayweather and Saul Alvarez, the boxing scene is sort of dead, except if you're talking about Europe. I mean, Europe seems to be where boxing's alive and well. Here in the United States, it's not. But we're wondering, you know, we're taking these UFC events around the world. They did 15,000 people or 16,000 people in Japan. Then a week later, they did like 14,000 people in Australia. So, I mean, it's hot as far as a live event's concerned. A UFC, a live event, usually does well, okay? But these pay-per-view numbers are starting to drop. These live ratings are starting to drop. It's making people start to scratch their heads, starting to worry about that billion-dollar industry that is the UFC. Speaking of the UFC, they're going to go July the 11th with a Wednesday night card at the HP Pavilion. Of course, that's usually the house that Strikeforce owns, and Strikeforce being the sister company of the UFC. Of course, Strikeforce was bought by the Zuffa people. I'm talking about Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta. The Dubai government owns 13% of the UFC, and then Dana White owns the other 10%. So it's like 77, 13, and 10. I think that's the way it goes down. And they have decided that they're going to go with a 7-11 card, which is a Wednesday, a middle of the week card, a Wednesday night card at the HP Pavilion. They'll probably have to scale the house down a little bit for that. But you know, this is not, it doesn't have the aura of a big Strikeforce card. Like Strikeforce, speaking of Strikeforce, they're going back to the San Jose area, of course, the HP Pavilion, the house that Strikeforce built. I like to say that. But Gina Carano, Kung Lee, Frank Shamrock, fighters like that. I mean, Frank Shamrock and Kung Lee were locals. Gina Carano was not. But they sold that joint out. They packed it up. I mean, that place was like a rock concert when they had fights down there, okay? Now they're coming back May the 19th with the Strikeforce Grand Prix Heavyweight Championship. Of course, the slightly favored Josh Barnett, 36-5, taking on Daniel Cormier, 15-0, former collegiate wrestling star. He's got his jiu-jitsu down. In fact, Kyle Kingsbury, his gym mate down there at the American Kickboxing Academy, I think that's in San Jose, California, Silicon Valley. He told me that Cormier is looking great, that all aspects of his game have been picked up to another level. And he's probably going to need it because, you know, Barnett's the veteran here. Barnett's been around the block. I mean, he was a UFC heavyweight title holder, got the title taken away from him for some illegal vitamins and things like that. But, you know, he's tested clean. He's went to Japan. He's fought in Japan. He's fought here in the United States. Look, right now, I think Josh Barnett is a formidable foe for anybody in the heavyweight division. Cormier, he'll have his hands full, but he is undefeated, 15-0. And, you know, fighters that are undefeated, I could tell you, when I was undefeated, I remember that long, long time ago. But anyway, when I was undefeated, you had this level, this feeling of invincibility, this aura that surrounded you. Like, you know, nothing could stop you. I mean, nothing. There was nothing. Nobody could beat you. Then I ran into Eddie Smith. Eddie Smith won a three-round decision over me. I think it were a minute and a half rounds. We were like 14, 15 years old, something like that, down in South San Francisco at the Boys Club. So that was the first fight I lost after going 7-0. And you talk about an emotional setback. I was like depressed for like months, not outwardly depressed, but inwardly depressed. Didn't want to train, didn't want to have to do anything with boxing. All of a sudden, my aura of invincibility was gone. So Cormier doesn't have that the feeling of having lost before. Josh Barnett, he's been there. He's lost a few big fights. He knows what it is to lose. He knows what it is to win. I think he can handle the pressure better on the 19th. Of May at the HP Pavilion. Of course, Showtime will show this fight as well. Gilbert Melendez, who I hope to have on the show next week, one of the best middleweights in the world, he will be on the card as well. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. We do have open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're on Twitter as well, twitter.com. Use the hash mark Ring Talk. And don't forget, we're doing a live broadcast right now on facebook.com/Ring Talk. And then go to the Ustream button. That's facebook.com/Ring Talk. And hit the Ustream button. And I'm pointing at you right now on a live video as I speak. Live from the Sports Byline headquarters, this is Ring Talk, live worldwide.
Are you one of the millions of Americans falling behind on your mortgage payment? Have you been turned down for a refinance or loan modification? Are you and your family facing foreclosure? Well, if your monthly house payment is $1,000 or more, we'd like to speak to you. Contact Home Attorney Network today to find out how they may be able to help. Call 888-831-7489. If you're a victim of predatory lending, or if your bank is giving you the runaround, if you're struggling to make your home mortgage payment, or if your family's home is at risk, we want to hear from you. Call 888-831-7489. Find out how an experienced attorney may be able to help. The banks have thousands of attorneys working for them. You don't have to face them alone. Call 888-831-7489. This announcement may be considered attorney advertising. Services may not be available in your state, and past results do not guarantee future performance. If your house payment is $1,000 or more, Home Attorney Network may be able to help. Call them right now, toll free. Call 888-831-7489. That's 888-831-7489.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
And now the arm triangle or the side choke and catch wrestling.
He's going to drop that head down lower, flatten out. He's doing a good job of flattening
catch
out.
Catch wrestling 101. Barnett advances to the final with a first round side choke. It's Barnett versus Cormier for the Strikeforce World Grand Prix Heavyweight Tournament Final.
The animal himself, talking about Josh Barnett, of course, taking on Daniel Cormier. That is May the 19th, right around the corner. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Well, let's check into the world of boxing. At about 35 minutes past the hour, we'll bring in the Ghost, Robert the Ghost Guerrero, of course, the three-time champion out of Gilroy, California, the garlic capital of the world, taking on a young man for the WBC welterweight. He's moving up from 135 pounds. He's just skipping 140 altogether, going straight to 147. So that's going to be an interesting contest. That'll be in July and June. And we'll talk with Robert about that. It'll also be at the HB Pavilion in San Jose, California. Now, have the UFC fighters and their free speech, are they being threatened by a beer sponsor? Let me tell you what's happening. You know, the UFC has always had a long-going battle with the Culinary Workers Union down there in Las Vegas because of the fact that the station casinos owned by Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta are non-union, okay? Of course, I said earlier they own 77% of the UFC. Now, Anheuser-Busch sent them a letter about 2 weeks ago saying, you know, your fighters are offending some of our clients, some of our, you know, potential customers, and they're saying things they shouldn't say, this and that. So guess what? The UFC is going to have sensitivity classes. I kid you not. For each fighter will have a sensitivity class. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know if it should be mandatory. I think if you screw up, hey, you screw up. It's sort of on you. You know what I mean? You sort of know what to – I mean, an athlete should know what to say on TV and not what to say. He shouldn't be dropping the N-bomb or the F-word or anything like that, you know, and calling people derogatory names as far as their sexual preference or anything like that's concerned. Now, that I understand. I think that's common sense. But sensitivity classes, I just don't know. I think we're pushing the envelope a little bit too far there, is Dana White and the Fertittas when it comes to that. But, of course, they have a $1 billion product they're trying to protect. And they're going to go all out to make sure that nobody screws that up, especially in front of a, you know, worldwide audience. The hottest Bellator, of course, Bellator is the Bellator Fighting Championships I mentioned a little bit earlier, run by Bjorn Rebney. And I think Viacom bought them up. I think some cable entity did eat them up. They are on MTV2 on Friday nights. They have nobody watching them, but they've got some pretty good fighters. They throw some great tournaments. They got some good-looking chicks fighting, some mean women fighting, no question about that. But Hector Lombard, a Cuban, 31-2-1, hasn't lost since 2006. That was a decision. He's 34 years old. He just signed. He was the Bellator middleweight champion, 185 pounds. He just signed a deal with the UFC. So he's going to be with the UFC. Dana White's pretty happy to have him on board. He's had he went 8-0 and with 7 KOs when he was with Bellator, and his first fight for the UFC will be August 4th in the city down there by the City of Angels, Los Angeles, California. And, of course, I told you about the big Strikeforce card coming up in May on Showtime at the HP Pavilion. But then again, July 11th, they're going to come back again. Brandon Vera is going to be part of that card. It'll be a Wednesday night card, a UFC card at the HP Pavilion. I just don't know if that's smart to run with a show 6 weeks after another show. I just don't. I mean, you know, oversaturation. We talked about this before. Is there an oversaturation when it comes to the world of mixed martial arts? You know, it's a big question. And now you've got to wonder. I mean, with the ratings dropping left and right, you know, of course, we got this big card coming up May the 26th. Cain Velasquez taking on the giant Silva, and people think that Silva's going to beat Velasquez, and half the people think that Velasquez is going to beat Silva. Silva's this gorilla-looking guy, and I do not mean this in a derogatory way. He just looks like a 7-foot gorilla, like Megilla, the gorilla. I kid you not. And it's not, I'm not trying to be condescending. I'm not trying to be critical. I'm not capping on his physical looks or anything like that, but he looks like a gorilla. And he's 7 foot tall. He's a monster, okay? And he's taking on Cain Velasquez, the former UFC heavyweight champion. Of course, a man that was injured when he fought Junior Dos Santos and lost that title last November. But both guys were hurt. I think Cain had a bad shoulder and a bad knee. And Junior Dos Santos had a fracture in his foot. Yet those guys, they went and fought. It was a big fight. It was on Fight. They went out there and they did it. How many boxers do you know that are willing to fight with an injury? Remember, David Haye said he had a broken toe, so he couldn't throw any punches against Klitschko about 6 or 8 months ago. Remember that one? Yeah. Well, now the big fight in England, as far as boxing is concerned, maybe we'll get this a little bit later, is going to be Derek Chisora and David Haye. They're hooking it up in July, so that should be pretty good as well. But you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget, you can catch everything as far as the UFC is concerned at UFC.com. And if you don't have the Dave Meltzer Wrestling Letter, newsletter, if you don't subscribe to it, if you've never seen one, give Dave a call. I mean, send him an email. Go to WrestlingObserver.com. Ask for a sample issue. Once you get a sample issue, it's like giving heroin to a heroin addict. It's an incredible drug. You sit there and you read it all. It's like 40 or 50,000 words a week, and you just go through it all. I mean, some of it's on professional wrestling. That used to be his forte. Now his forte really is numbers, ratings, things like that, and the world of mixed martial arts. But he's got his own wrestling. He's got all these different wrestling leagues from around the world, all these MMA leagues from around the world. Speaking of MMA leagues from around the world, K1, remember them? Yeah, Alistair Overeem won the K-1 Heavyweight Kickboxing Championship, I believe, in January this year over in Japan. Well, they've reformulated their system, and they're going to come back under a Korean ownership, looks like May 27th, in either England or France. They haven't got the site set yet, but it'll be in Europe. So that'll be interesting to see if kickboxing can make its way back. Especially, you know, kickboxing is pretty cool, but it's not quite as entertaining as MMA. It's just not. I mean, I remember back in the days when Dale Apollo Cook was a good kickboxer. Of course, he was from Oklahoma. He turned professional, and he trained alongside me at Johnny Taco's gym down there in Las Vegas. We had a lot of fun, but, you know, kickboxing never really, really made it. It was sort of like the forefront of MMA, but it never made it to the levels of the UFC or Strikeforce or Bellator or anything like that. So MMA, a bit more exciting than regular kickboxing. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. We're going to shift gears in the next segment and go to the world of boxing. You're tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
The high cost of healthcare and prescription drugs has burdened many Americans. At Canada Pharmacy, you can buy prescriptions like Lipitor, Viagra, and Advair at a price that can't be beat. Canada Pharmacy currently serves over 500,000 Americans for their medication needs. With our 24-hour customer service, you can place your order and save up to 80% on your prescriptions. Order today from the largest mail-order pharmacy. Call us toll-free at 800-298-0418. Canada Pharmacy, the healthy choice. 800-298-0418.
99.9% of the Grainger products you order are shipped the same day. And 99% of our customers think that's great. But if you're part of the 1% minority that thinks this is too fast, here are some ways you can slow us down. Talk slower on the phone. Order in a language only you understand. Have your order shipped to a houseboat, then move the houseboat. Or my personal favorite, order a trillion of something. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
My job. Sometimes I go, people don't appreciate what they have in life. And I go, you know what, Bobby? You get on a stage, you work an hour a night, you drink, you get to say, F***, how great is my job? And I get to say to a woman in the front row, nice tits. You guys can't do that at your job. You can't do that at the water cooler or the copy machine. And I don't care if you're a CEO of a company or you're at 7-Eleven or a gas station. It doesn't matter what you do. I don't care if you're a flight attendant or a male nurse or a choreographer or a florist or a hairstylist. I'm just saying. You can't do that. woman was so upset. I was sexually harassed. I didn't do anything to be sexually harassed. Sexually harassed me. Hey, Bobby, nice. Bring it on. Do you have nice balls? Look at my balls. Bring it on. Bring it on. I'm serious. Women get upset about nothing. You know, my wife got dirty phone calls last year. I mean, she had like these three calls, and her number's unlisted. And she's like freaking out. I go, what are you freaking out about? She goes, some guy's calling me. I go, who is he? I don't know. But he doesn't know where you live. So she wants to put an alarm in the house and get a gun and a dog. I go, what are you doing? She can't sleep at night. I'm getting dirty phone calls. What do? I said, honey, I pay $8 a minute for dirty phone calls. You getting them for free? Do you not appreciate anything? If I'm lucky enough to get dirty phone calls, I'm sleeping with the fucking windows open, hoping that the hooker fairy may show up with a condom under my pillow. Where are you, hooker fairy? Where's my hooker fairy? Call me, hooker fairy. I love you. I gotta go. You've been great. Thanks a lot. I'll see you later.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. And if you didn't appreciate Bobby Slayton, you don't have a sense of humor. Bobby's one of the greatest stand-up comics of all time. No question about that. Rated in the top 100 comics in history. And I've got to see him many times. He and I talk personally. Listen, he calls me every time I show up to one of his concerts. He says, you dress like a New York pimp. And I said, well, I said, you and I are the only two guys that sort of dress up for your shows anymore. Everybody else shows up in jeans and tennis shoes, but Slayton and I still got class. We go back about 20, 25 years now. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look into the world of boxing. On the line, of course, is the once-beaten champion, I believe, at 126 pounds, 130 pounds, 135 pounds, and now he's going to fight at 147 pounds. I'm talking about the ghost himself, Robert Guerrero, and I can smell the garlic through the phone line.
How's it going, Pedro?
Pretty good, man. What's that date you're fighting now down in San Jose?
July 28th, I'll be fighting.
July 28th. Now, tell me about the guy you're fighting.
Well, the guy I'm fighting, his name's Shalak Taydin. I can't really pronounce his first name too good, but he's a tough guy. I mean, he's an undefeated fighter. The majority of his fights are knockouts. He's been the mandatory at 147 for the last 2 years. And, to fight up Andre Berto, Ortiz, and also Floyd Mayweather. So, I'm taking up the challenge, and, we're going to make it happen.
Okay, now, let's see. He's 23-0, 17 stops. Of course, this will be the HP Pavilion. 29-1 is a ghost, 18 KOs, one draw. What does he do well? I mean, 17 KOs in 23 fights, it looks like he can punch a little bit, but you've seen films of him. What does he do? What does he do well? What does he bring to the dance?
He gets a lot of punching power, and then he just keeps coming. Puts a tremendous amount of pressure, and, he pretty much pressure busts pipes, and, that's what he does. He breaks guys down, and, towards the late round, he's getting them out of there.
Okay. How's the family doing?
Family's doing great.
Okay.
Family's doing real good. Everybody's healthy and doing good.
How many rounds did you give Miguel Cotto last week against Floyd Mayweather?
I only gave him about 3-4 rounds.
You
did a good job. The one thing Floyd Mayweather did throughout the fight was he was consistent throughout the whole round. Picking and poking, and he did a tremendous job. Also, with his defense. So, I was looking at that and not just the flurries that Miguel Cotto was throwing.
So how does Manny Pacquiao? How is Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao a fair fight when you look at the skill level of the two guys, considering what Pacquiao the hell he went through with Marquez and things like that? I mean, why would this be competitive, or is it a competitive fight, Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather, Robert?
I don't think it's going to be a competitive fight. People look at how Manny did with the guys that he fought, like Cotto and De La Hoya and them, and they look at, what Floyd did with them. But people don't realize is Manny Pacquiao is bringing them down a lot of weight. He's bringing them out of their comfort zone where they're not coming back 100% strength. And, Floyd Mayweather's fighting these guys at their natural weight classes. He ain't looking for catch weights or anything. He's going up and fighting guys at 154, fighting guys where they should be at where they're 100% strong, and you know, and he's still just beating these guys up. So you know, I look at it that way from a whole different perspective, and not just you know, what you see on you know, what you see on paper. So you know, you got to really take all that stuff into consideration. Where Pacquiao, I mean, he's looking great, but then you get a guy like Marquez, who's at full strength, that, you know, Floyd Mayweather just took advantage of. And then you look at him fight with Marquez fight with Pacquiao, who's, you know, not breaking weight to you know, fight him and full strength. And, you know, he's pretty much...
He beat him.
Winning the fight.
I think he beat him. Anyway, we, you know, people don't realize that. So you see, you know what it is that the majority of people listening out there and the majority of people here in the United States have never had to cut an extra pound or cut an extra 2 pounds or cut 3 or 4 pounds off. They just don't know what it's like. You know, and when you're making weight, I remember I used to make 139. Now the division is 141. If I'd have been fighting when it was 141-pound weight class, I'd have never had a problem making weight. It was those last 2 pounds, Robert. Taking off those last 2 pounds used to kill me. I mean, I'd be eating, like, my mother used to make these Kool-Aid ice cubes, and I would suck on them for like a day or a day and a half before the fight, maybe eat a little broccoli, a little brown rice, and that was probably with some meat gravy on it, but that was it. I didn't eat much. I mean, you used to starve down to 26. That was starving, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, with my size and, you know, the way my body's built, I mean, it's troubling. Why do you think I'm now at 147 pounds? So, you know, it's being smart when you're in the ring and your diet. So, you know, and then also, too, you know, having somebody there like Freddie Roach, who is very sharp, you know, making sure these guys are going to come down way past what they should be to fight Manny Pacquiao. And, you know, he's looking pretty much their showcase fights. He's looking spectacular. But like I said, you get a guy like Marquez, who is at full strength, and he's beating up on Manny with ease.
Okay, but what people don't remember is that Freddie Roach, we're talking with Robert the Ghost Guerrero, folks. Of course, he is 29-1, 18 KOs with one draw, taking on Selçuk Aydın, who is 23-0, 17 KOs. He's the top-ranked WBC welterweight contender. He's 147 pounds. Now, the Ghost is moving up in weight here. And, of course, that's going to take place July 28th at the HP Pavilion. You already training for this, huh?
Oh, yeah, I'm training, you know, preparing right now. I'm preparing to get out to training camp and, you know, start going full force. But, I mean, everything's going great according to plan. And, you know, I'm pumped. I can't wait, especially cracking into the 147-pound division for, you know, for the WBC Welterweight Championship of the World. It's going to put me right there as the mandatory to fight Floyd Mayweather at 47.
Okay. Speaking of 147 pounds, how has it been easy putting on the weight? Are you naturally gaining weight? Are you doing weightlifting? Are you eating creatine? Or what are you doing?
I mean, right now it's just, you know, just maintaining. You know, made the adjustments with the diet. You know, eating more proteins, not having to be so strict on my meals, and you know, just doubling up on the push-ups, sit-ups, all that stuff, and pull-ups. You know, but so far, I mean, the transition has been incredible. I feel great. I feel fast. And the main key at 47 is you know, having that speed. I mean, as Floyd Mayweather displayed that, you know, last week, was, you know, it wasn't about making 154 and coming in a bigger guy. You know, it was just about, you know, speed and using your skills the proper way. And, you know, that's the way I'm building it to the weight class. And, you know, I'm feeling great, feeling 100% strong. So, you know, just can't wait to get out there and make a huge dent in the welterweight division.
You know, Floyd's uncle, Jeff Mayweather, was on the show last week, and he told me that Floyd weighed 147 pounds for the fight and that the extra weight was in clothing and, like, silver dollars in his pocket or something like that. But the bottom line is he's fighting at welterweight, and, of course, Cotto came in just under the junior middleweight limit of 154 pounds, and when he fought Manny Pacquiao, he had to weigh 145 pounds, you know, and the pack nuts. I've never, ever seen a group so dedicated to their fighter, and there's nothing against that. Having a fan base is great. Having an entire country behind you is great. But you know what? They can't see any of Manny's shortcomings. They just can't. I mean, Manny gets his head handed to him, and Freddie Roach, if you remember the great Freddie Roach, who the Filipinos think can walk on water, can part the sea, and all that kind of stuff, he told Pacquiao before the 12th round, you need a knockout to win. That's what he told him. That's what he told him. So he went out there, he didn't get the knockout, and he still won the fight. Okay, but yet the pack nuts, they forget all that kind of stuff. Some people call them pack tards, I call them pack nuts. But the bottom line is the Pacquiao fans, they forget the stuff. They only see, they're looking at Pacquiao through pink sunglasses. They don't see the flaws that he has. I mean, he didn't look good against Shane Mosley. Against Antonio Margarito, who had a damaged eye, a guy that was damaged goods to begin with, Margarito stood right in front of him. He drained Margarito down to 150 pounds, a weight that he hadn't been at in like 7 or 8 years. Okay, so he made him come down to an unnatural weight. So all of these, all of the legacy of Manny Pacquiao to an extent, and I think you sort of implied this, Robert, it's built on smoke and mirrors.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I mean, if that's all it is smoke and mirrors. You know, I've watched Manny a lot. I've been in the ring with him. The one thing that I know is once you get Manny Pacquiao thinking, he's done. Once you get him thinking, and that's what Marquez done so well with him, was always gets him thinking because of the angles he hits, works behind his jab, and he's such an incredible counterpuncher. It makes Manny, you know, think a lot in the ring, and that's where he's stuck. And then, you know, like Oscar De La Hoya, I mean, he hasn't fought at 47
in years,
or like 10 years.
Yeah.
And then comes out, and he's weighing in at 145 pounds. Nope. I mean, that's outrageous. That's pretty much, you know, like he's coming out of a concentration camp.
Yeah, but that was pretty stupid on Oscar's part. I mean, Oscar's supposed to be a good businessman, this and that, but that was pretty dumb on Oscar's part to agree to a fight fighting at a weight that he hadn't been at in years. But that's a different story for another day. But you know, Pacquiao beat on him like a drum. He didn't win a round. Did Oscar De La Hoya? And Oscar De La Hoya has retired. He's hinted that he might come back for one fight, and it would be against Manny Pacquiao. I don't think that's going to happen. Because I think that once Pacquiao loses to Floyd Mayweather, I think he's going to retire and go back to the Philippines and concentrate on being a congressman. Anyway, you're telling me he isn't a good thinker in the ring. How would you like to have this guy as your congressman if he can't think his way around a boxing ring?
You know, what's funny is I talk to a lot of Filipinos out here in the Bay Area, and they first thing they say is he needs to just stick to boxing and take care of it in the ring. You know, but. You know, he has so much star power out there, you know, they just love to have him.
You know, what's funny is that Floyd Mayweather made more money last week. He made $45 to $60 million, depending on the pay-per-view revenues and when they all come in. It'll probably be 3 or 4 months before that's all said and done. But say he made $55 million. Manny Pacquiao is worth $25 million net. That's his total net value, okay? Floyd Mayweather makes that more than that in one night. And, of course, you know, Manny's got this slave contract going with Bob Arum, where he gives Bob Arum a cut of his money. He gives Golden Boy a cut of his money. And he gives this guy Michael Kontz, this Filipino agent slash promoter, he gets a cut of his money, too. So before Uncle Sam even gets to it, before Freddie Roach takes his 10%, all these other guys have got a big hand in there. No wonder Manny's not making the money he thinks he should be making.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's... Pretty much they have him, you know, with smoke and mirrors to and from him with his paychecks. And just like Floyd Mayweather said, you know, you got to get your business part straight before we take our business. And, you know, it's true. It's true. You know, it's going to be his biggest payday with Floyd and, you know.
Be his last payday, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's going to get exposed. I mean, he was exposed by Marquez. And, you know, who's a great counterpuncher, but he's already, you know, over the hill. You get somebody like Floyd Mayweather, who's an incredible counterpuncher and an incredible thinker in the ring that can make adjustments when he don't even need to make adjustments to make you think. And, you know, it's just gonna really throw him for a loop.
It's going to be humiliating. I want to tell you this, of course. Vicente Escobedo, a guy that you beat a couple fights ago, was a winner last night in Woodland, California. And a couple of my friends were up there, and he was saying that he's got the ghost winning this fight on July 28th against the Russians. So Vicente wishes you the best of luck, and so do I. Say hello to the family for me, Robert.
All right. I just can't wait to see Vicente Escobedo fight Adrian Broner. I think that's going to be an incredible fight. I think Vicente takes that one.
Good enough. Robert Guerrero, the ghost, good luck July 28th. You tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Don't forget, we are here Saturdays at 11 a.m. Pacific time, and then Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific time as well, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
It's about to just
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Jeff Mancini here, pro fisherman and inventor of Mighty Bite, the revolutionary 5 cents fishing system. Tired of not catching fish? Make magic memories this summer with your friends, family, and kids. Fishermen around the world are raving about Mighty Bite. What makes it so good? It looks so realistic. It's got a bite mark to give it wounded action. It has interchangeable swim fins, powerful scent sticks, a custom weighting system, and rattle chamber. No other lure has these features. If you fish, if you know someone that fishes, order Mighty Bite now and make this the best fishing season of your life. Use it for 90 days. If you don't catch more or bigger fish than ever before, return it for a full product refund. Call now and get the 100-piece kit for only $19.95 through this exclusive radio offer. Order Mighty Bite now.
Call 1-800-289-0979 or visit GetMBRadioLure1.com. That's 1-800-289-0979 or GetMBRadioLure1.com.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller or
something? You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
A little knowledge is a terrible thing, especially when it comes to your lady. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. We're talking boxing in the moment. Brian Viloria, of course, out of Hawaii, now in L.A., the Filipino Flash was the winner last night at TKO9 in a WBO 112-pound fight. That was over Omar Romero that was in the Philippines, and another WBO 154-pound title fight in the Ukraine. Zirabeg Bayzingamo, at 153 pounds, was the unanimous winner over Michel Soro of France at 154. The champion is now 27-1, 20 KOs. For all the results, you can go to ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, don't forget the website, RINGTALK, ringtalk.com.